Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. राम संकीर्तन की शील प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय लेट अस रिसाइट द श्लोक स एव प्रथमं देवः कौमारं सर्गमाश्रितः चचार दुश्चरं ब्रह्मा ब्रह्मचर्यम् अखंडितम् स एव प्रथमं देवः कौमारं सर्गमाश्रितः चचार दुश्चरं ब्रह्मा ब्रह्मचर्यम् अखंडितम् स एव प्रथमं देवः कौमारं सर्गमाश्रितः चचार दुश्चरं ब्रह्मा ब्रह्मचर्यम् अखंडितम् सैव प्रथमं देवः कौमारं सर्गमाश्रितः दुश्चरं ब्रह्मा ब्रह्मचर्यम् अखंडितम् सैव प्रथमं देवः कौमारं सर्गमाश्रितः चचार दुश्चरं ब्रह्मा ब्रह्मचर्यम् अखंडितम् स एव प्रथमं देवः कौरारं सर्गमाश्रितः चचारं दुश्चरं ब्रह्मा ब्रह्मचर्यम् अखंडितम् సైవ ప్రథమం దేవః కౌమారం సర్గమాశ్రితః చచారం దుశ్చరం బ్రహ్మ బ్రహ్మచర్యం ఖండితం. సర్గమాశ్రితః చచార దుశ్చరం బ్రహ్మ బ్రహ్మచర్యం అఖండితం. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్స్ సహ దట్ ఏవ సర్టన్లీ ప్రథమం ఫస్ట్ దేవః సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కౌమారం నేమ్ ద కుమారాస్ అన్మ్యారీడ్ సర్గం క్రియేషన్ ఆశ్రితః అండర్ చచార performed, duscharam, very difficult to do, brahma, in the order of brahman, brahmacharyam, under discipline, to realize the absolute brahman, akhanditam, unbroken. Translation. First of all, in the beginning of creation, there were the four unmarried sons of Brahma, the Kumaras, who being situated in a vow of celibacy, underwent severe austerities for realization of the absolute truth. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The creation of the material world is effected, maintained, and then again annihilated at certain intervals. So there are different names of the creations in terms of the particular types of Brahma, the father of the living beings in the creation. The Kumaras, as above mentioned, appeared in the Kaumara creation of the material world and to teach us the process of Brahman realization. They underwent a severe type of disciplinary action as bachelors. These Kumaras are empowered incarnations, and before executing the severe type of disciplinary actions, all of them became qualified brahmanas. This example suggests that one must first acquire the qualifications of a brahmana, not simply by birth but also by quality, and then one can undergo the process of brahman realization. Om agyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగేతే గిరిం యత్ కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీ గురుం దీనతారినం. హరే కృష్ణ. బిఫోర్ ఐ బిగిన్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ది అసెంబ్లీ వైష్ణవాస్ అండ్ ఆల్సో దోస్ హు ఆర్ వాచింగ్ ఆన్లైన్, so that I can speak something which is meaningful and also transforming to both of us. So we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 3, entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations, and we just recited the verse 6. So here the one of the questions that was raised by the Shaunakadi Gan was, what are the Leela Avataras of the Lord? So that is been the discussion is started from this verse onwards. So Sutta Goswami explains the various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is a very recurring thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many times, you know, the various incarnations along with their functions has been discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. It comes in Canto 3 and again in Canto 11 when Nimi Maharaj was being instructed. So, it is mentioned in this verse through four Kumaras. So, they are like the first incarnations. They are the oldest personalities in the universe. After Brahmaji, they were the first sons of Brahma. So through four Kumaras, the Lord wants us to teach the how to attain Brahman realization, process of Brahman realization. So Jnana Shakti, so they represent the Jnana Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the verse it is mentioned, for realizing this Brahman, first one should go through strict vows of celibacy and one should perform a lot of austerities, tapasya, to attain Brahma Vidya. So, Prabhupada also mentions in the purport, this example says that one must first acquire the qualifications of a Brahmana, not simply by birth, but also by quality. So, what is this quality which Prabhupada is mentioning here? This quality is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter. Shamo damastapa shaucham shanti rajam mayocha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. So these are the qualities of a Brahmana which are mentioned in this verse. So the basic quality is that a Brahmana is situated in the mode of goodness. And this is one of the prerequisites to, you know, take up this process of Brahman realization. A person should have been situated in the mode of goodness. So the main reason is that, you know, they want these Brahmavadis, those who are approaching this Brahman realization concept. So they do not want to get entangled in any of these material activities. They are very much careful about that aspect. And for that, one needs to be situated in the mode of goodness that is very much required. So the world is ever changing. We can see so many actions are going on in this world. And the soul wants some kind of permanency in this world, some kind of security in this world. All of us, we are seeking for this security and permanency. Because by nature, soul is eternal. No one wants to die in this world. And everyone wants some kind of security. In the current context, we can see we need security from COVID, you know, coronavirus. So we are trying to take so many things along with vaccination. So we need, that soul needs that security, sense of security, sense of permanency is very much needed. So but in this world we see so much of distraction is there. So many miserable conditions are there. So in order to not get entangled, not get influenced by any of these actions in this material world, we need to, those who are approaching, those who want to take this process of Brahman realization, they need to situate in the mode of goodness. This is very much required. And this world is categorized by these qualities of Ichha Dvesha Samutena Dvanda Mohena Bharata. So because of these two reasons, we are actually entangled in this material world. And again we are bewildered, we are confused. So especially to realize oneness, the Brahman realization, one needs to develop detachment from the material activities of this world. So these four Kumaras, generally they are referred to as one individual, four Kumaras. But they are four different individual personalities. But they are referred to as one person. Here also in the incarnation list, they are considered as one incarnation, the first incarnation. But they are four personalities. So they are Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar. So Sanaka literally means ancient, Sanatan means eternal, Sanandan means joyful, and Sanat Kumar means young. So all of them actually, they demonstrate these four qualities. It's not just one quality that they are demonstrating. All of them, they have these four qualities, ancient, eternal. They are ever joyful and young also. So they basically, they came to teach devotional service through knowledge, to the aspect of jnana, and that is basically termed as Sankhya Yoga also. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks about this Sankhya Yoga, which is non-different from yoga, Karma Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, which Krishna refers to. సాంఖ్యయోగ పృథక్ బాల ప్రవదంతిన పండిత ఏకమపి ఆస్తిత సమ్యగ్ ఉభయోర్ విందతే ఫలం. సో కృష్ణ మెన్షన్స్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత దీస్ టూ ప్రాసెసెస్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ డిఫరెంట్ the means, the way in which they may, the process may be different, but the ultimate goal is same. An analogy is also given that, you know, so those who are performing bhakti, devotional service, they are watering the root. While the Sankhya Yoga, they are trying to find the root of the tree. So in conclusions, like the Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga, that culminates into Bhakti Yoga also. So purpose of this appearance of four kumars is nicely mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, wherein it is mentioned. So Lord Brahma, who created these planetary systems, and he underwent a lot of austerities in tapasya. How, when he heard that term tapasya, tapa, so he underwent lot of austerities in order to understand the purpose of his life, what is the seva that he has to perform. And the Lord, being blessed with him, pleased with him, so he gave him the knowledge from within. And then these four sanas, because their names are ending with sana, so chatushana, they are also called as chatushana. So these four kumaras, as mentioned before, they incarnated. So they are the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, empowered incarnation. So in the previous creation, the spiritual truth was lost. It was devastated. So this is the reason. But the four sanas explained it so nicely, this truth, that all the sages, they could able to easily understand. So yogo nashta parantapa. So with the effect of the power of time, eventually the knowledge will be lost. So to revive that knowledge again, this incarnation came into existence, so that the sages can get benefited from this knowledge. And it is mentioned in the shloka that, you know, first Shaunakadigan, these four kumaras, they understood this knowledge and they represented it properly. They were able to present it in a simpler way, in a very simplified way. So that is the greatness of these sages also. It is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasvanu bhavam akila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepam atitir shatam tamovandam. So Shukda Goswami also, first he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Vyasadev, and then he internalized it, and then he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the process. So we can also see Srila Prabhupada, he also had this ability to simplify the philosophical understandings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and present it in a manner so that, you know, anyone can understand. So Prabhupada was preaching to the masses, he was preaching to the scientists, he was also preaching to the elite crowd. So he had that capacity or ability to present the complex scriptures in a very simplified manner. So that is an important quality that a preacher should develop. So Srila Prabhupada actually demonstrated this from his example. So we can also see that creation of this universe is very systematic. It is not ad hoc, it is not it is done very systematically. So Brahmaji performed austerity, as I mentioned. He understood his purpose. Then he also got a glimpse of the spiritual world by the mercy of Krishna. And so it was his turn to do the creation, the secondary creation. Then he also created the five kinds of ignorance, you know, that will actually bind the living entity in this material world. The living entity gets more and more entangled by this five kinds of ignorances: tamishra, andha tamishra, tama, moha, and maha moha. So what does each mean? So tamishra means living entity becomes envious of the Lord. That is the ultimate thing, the snare of maya, as Prabhupada says. I want to become God. So that is the meaning of tamishra. A living entity may come to such an understanding that, you know, he starts identifying himself with the Supreme Lord. Andha tamishra, atheistic people who thinks that everything ends with the body. Bas ye jeevan hai, iske ant mein sab khatam ho jayega. This is the only life. That is the kind of understanding they have. And they don't have any knowledge of the scriptures, and they just want to enjoy this life. by whatever way. Tama, condition of not knowing anything about the soul. So they don't have any information of the soul. They don't know that we are not this body, we are soul. They don't have this information. And many of us also, before we got connected to ISKCON, at least I can speak about myself, I never knew that I was a soul. The only thing we heard about the soul was we are Atma. And we equated Atma to some kind of ghostly person. That was the understanding at least I had. So those who are affected by this ignorance of Tama, they don't know that they are not this body, that we are spirit soul. And they propagate this philosophy of eat, drink and be merry. Maje karo bas. That is the kind of philosophy they propagate. And next level is moha. Illusion of this bodily concept of life. I, me and mind concept. So I is basically my own sense enjoyment. Then the extended self sense gratification, as Prabhupada explains. You know, people get affected by that. Me and mine. And then comes maha moha. This is like to be mad after material enjoyment. And this is what we can see in today's context. People are actually mad after sense enjoyment in this material world. So this jnana shakti, which the four kumaras have come to give us, that will help one to cut through these five kinds of ignorances. So that was the objective of propagation of this jnana shakti through this incarnation of four kumaras. So these four kumaras, they had this knowledge. They were very much situated in knowledge. They were completely detached from the material activity also. And they were totally unaffected by these five kinds of ignorance. And that's why they were able to fearlessly move in the universe. Chachara, duscharam, brahma. So they were free to move in this material world. They were fearless. They were completely detached from material activity. And when they appeared, Brahmaji told them to perform tapasya. And after they performed tapasya, he gave them the seva, the service of procreating. So Brahmaji had this thought in his mind that, let me populate this world. Let me populate this universe. So that was one of the main services of Brahmaji. So he wanted the four kumaras also to procreate, to get married. And they flatly denied the proposal of Brahmaji. And so Brahmaji was not used to rejections, at least in the initial beginning days. So he was completely shocked. He was disappointed actually. But then since he had the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he tried his best to control his emotions. But ultimately it came out. He could not able to completely suppress his anger. The anger, got accumulated in between the two eyebrows. And then Lord Shiva appeared. So that is the birth of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is considered as younger brother of the four Kumaras. So Brahmaji's ego was hurt, but somehow he reflected. And it is also said that, face is the index of mind. How long can we actually hide our expressions, hide our feelings? It will appear on the face eventually. That is what happened with Brahmaji also. So these four Kumaras, after that they requested Lord Brahma that we want to remain celibates. We don't want to get into this samsara. And that's why they decided to remain as five-year-old children. And there is another story which is given elsewhere in some other, Puran, which are in the mode of ignorance. It is mentioned in Linga Puran about, there is one more story which comes. So there was one time a debate that was organized between four Kumaras and Lord Shiva. But there is a story behind why they were sitting in the debate. So initially there were three Vedas that was described, Rig, Yajur and Sama. And a Rishi with the name Atharva, then he came forward with his own, thesis, we can say in today's time. So then he said that this is also, this can be the fourth Veda. And then he, took it to Lord Shiva for certification, review, as they say. So then Lord Shiva read all the, principles that was defined in Atharva Veda. So he agreed with all the principles, they are in line with the other three Vedas also. So he gave the certification. So the four Kumaras came to know about this. So they came running to Lord Shiva. So they asked him, so what is the basis on which you gave this certification to Atharvaveda? Can you please explain to us? So they were challenging in a way. So there was a debate that was organized between the four Kumaras and Lord Shiva. And four Kumaras, they were posing a lot of questions. And one by one, Lord Shiva was answering all their questions to their satisfaction. And at the end, they agreed, yes, this can be treated as the fourth Veda. And they happily went from there. And they went to the place of Daksha. And they related the whole story about what has happened. So as soon as Daksha heard the name of Lord Shiva, he became disappointed. So he said, so you became subservient to Lord Shiva? Okay. So you don't know, you know, you are fools. So he started, you know, chastising four Kumaras also. Then he curses them because of his bad relationship with Lord Shiva. He curses four Kumaras that you all, because you don't know, you don't have the proper understanding of the scriptures. You are like children, so you remain children forever. So this is one more story. That is given in Linga Puran about why they remained 5 years old. So anyway, we will stick to the story that is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is just for the information. So what happens when these four Kumaras who are carrying Lord's Jnana Shakti, they come into contact of Lord's Bhakti Shakti. Dono ka milan hota hai. Jnana Shakti and Bhakti Shakti. So let us see what happened after that. So one day, the four Kumaras, they decided to, you know, go to Vaikuntha Loka because they have heard previously about the features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from their father, Lord Brahma. So, but they were attached to their concept of, you know, Brahmavadi. They were Brahman realized souls. But somehow, because they have heard it from their father in the initial days, so, okay, let us try, let us go and see what the Supreme Personality is all about. So this is very important aspect of, you know, giving proper samskaras to children. So children, when they get proper samskaras during their childhood, you know, that impressions are very strong in the mind, and that may help in any time of time in our life also, right? And that is the reason they, you know, came up with this idea of, you know, let us try to see who this Supreme Person is. And we also see from the example of Bali Maharaj. He was born in a demoniac family, and he was fighting with the demigods, and he wanted the throne of Indra. So he had so many fightings with Indra also. Then we can see when the time came, when Vamandev came to, you know, beg for charity. And at that time, because of his connection with Prahlad Maharaj, because he got those samskaras from grandfather, generally, you know, grandfather, they teach their grandchildren about Rama and Mahabharat. So definitely he might have heard about all those things in his childhood. So that came to his rescue when the time came to make proper decision, you know, of rejecting Shukracharya and accepting the, that, you know, let me go with giving charity to Vamandev. So that is the kind of impact, you know, the children may have over a period of times, whatever impressions they receive in childhood. So I remember one time, one question was asked to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So the question was, you know, Maharaj, our children, devotee children, when they grow, you know, they get deviated. You know, what to do about it? How to bring them back on the track? Then Maharaj replied, so it is your duty to give them proper samskaras when they are small. Give them full Krishna consciousness. Fill their heart with positive Krishna conscious experiences. This word is very important. Positive Krishna conscious experience is important. So then that remains in the heart. Those impressions remains in the heart, and that will come to the rescue. When we, eventually the person, he may get deviated from the path of devotional service. But definitely one day these will come to our rescue. That will help us. And many times those who join the Brahmachari Ashram also. So those who had very good samskaras during our childhood, that will help us to say no to sense gratification. Not only brahmacharis, but also all the devotees. So it becomes very easy to say no to the influences of Kali. So that is the importance of samskaras that we can see from this episode. Yeah. See, the four Kumaras, they finally start their journey towards Vaikuntha Loka. And they come in front of the gates of Vaikuntha. And very easily they were able to pass through the first six gates. But then when the seventh gate came, they were actually stopped by the two doorkeepers, Jai and Vijay. And before that, they were actually, when they were going through the Vaikuntha Loka, the six gates, they were wonderstruck, they were amazed by the beauty of the opulence of Vaikuntha Loka. And then when they were stopped by the two gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay, and then the whole new episode starts from there. So they being the oldest personalities in the universe, and they are very pure personalities, self-realized souls, and they did not deserve such a treatment from this Jai and Vijay. Ki unko rok diya hai. So they felt little hurt because of that. And Jai Vijay, on the other side, they were thinking that they are mere boys, children. They are not even clothed. They are naked. So they were considering them to be ordinary children. So that is the mistake which Jai Vijay did. And so trespassers are prosecuted. So they cannot enter this seventh gate. And they were stopping this. So many times this may happen with many of us. Sometimes we don't know the glories of some of the devotees. And they appear very simple devotees. Like Indra also, you know, completely, he didn't know anything about Vritrasur. He was trying to judge Vritrasur externally. And only until Vritrasur spoke the, you know, wonderful philosophy, the devotional philosophy, then Indra could understand the status, the position of Vritrasur. So same thing happened here. So we should not try to judge people by their externals. And that is very important. Otherwise, you know, we tend to judge people and land up in Vaishnava Parada also. So, they were so eager to see the Lord, and when they were stopped like this, they become very angry and they turned red hot. So, and they were thinking, they were speaking to this Jai and Vijay. Although posted in such a highest position of being the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are behaving like an impostor. So the four Kumaras are addressing to this Jai and Vijay. How can an enemy enter when the Lord is without enemies? So Lord's, one of the names of Lord is Ajata Shatru. There are no enemies for the Lord. So how did you think that, you know, some enemy will enter this Vaikuntha Loka? So why did you think that we are enemies of the Supreme Lord and you are trying to stop us from entering? So Vaikuntha is a place of complete harmony. And how come that there is a fear of seed in the field of harmony? How did you become fearful that, you know, someone may enter and disturb the harmony of this Vaikuntha Loka? So since they find duality in Vaikuntha, because they were seeing that they are not friends of the Lord, they are enemies of the Lord, so they should be sent to the material world, which is the place of duality. Because they demonstrated this quality of, you know, seeing the duality in the Vaikuntha Loka also. So they are not fit to stay in this place. So they are acting like criminal, you know, by trying to stop us. So those who are criminals, they are sent to this material world. And that is how we are also landed up in this material world. So in the spiritual world also, there is no animosity between animals. That is also one of the qualities of the spiritual world. Even the animals who are by nature inimical towards each other, they are also in living in complete harmony in the spiritual world. Like we can see from the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when he went to the forest of Jharkhand, so there by his mercy, by his potency, even the animals, they were chanting, they were dancing. Even the tiger and deer, who are basically inimical by birth, they were also embracing each other. So that is Vaikuntha Loka, that is spiritual world. Pashu paki jhure, pashana vidhare. So then, by their words, they understood that four Kumaras, they are cursing us. So the Jai and Vijay, they immediately understood their fault, their mistake. And they came to their senses and they started pleading in front of the four Kumaras. Please kindly show compassion on us. please show compassion on us so that, you know, we don't land up into the deepest, darkest regions of the material world where we might forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the very proper kind of fear, the fearful of being put in a condition where we are not able to think about Krishna, you know, able to chant the holy names of Krishna. That is the worst thing that can happen to a living entity. So they were pleading to the four Kumaras, kindly show compassion on us. So because they are in the spiritual world, they were nicely situated. So the quality of Jay and Vijay, we can see from this incidents, is that, you know, they accepted that they committed a mistake. That is the first step that is required. Many times we don't accept that, you know, I made a mistake, there's a problem. And then they repented, genuinely they repented. And they were also ready to get corrected. That is the third step. So at that moment, the Lord appeared there, accompanied by His eternal consort, Lakshmiji. And as befitting to a proper master, He came to rescue His servant. And when the Lord appeared there in front of the four Kumaras, the beauty of the Lord, you know, which is described nicely, they get attracted to the beauty of the Lord. They just start gazing at the beauty of the Lord. They become shocked. They become bewildered because they came from a situation where they were, you know, completely absorbed in Brahman realization. So they are experiencing something which is much higher than Brahman realization also. So they were wonderstruck, they were amazed, and they were also confused. So they were displaying a lot of ecstatic symptoms there. So this will be a nice meditation to discuss about the beauty of the Lord that is described here. So I'll just go through that. So it is mentioned, he had a blackish blue color, broad chest resting, which is the resting place of Mother Lakshmi, and he wore a yellow dhoti and a garland of fresh flowers with where the bumblebees, they were hovering on the garland, fresh garland. And the Lord also wore bracelets on his wrists, and one of his hand was on the shoulder of Garuda as if he was trying to take support of Garuda, and with other hand he was twirling a lotus flower. And his nose was prominent like a sesame seed. And he had alligator-shaped pendants. And his head was covered with gem-studded crown. And his neck was adorned with Kaustubha gem. So seeing this beauty of the Lord, they were amazed. They were just gazing at the beautiful form of the Lord. And they actually forgot what they had the discussion with Jay and Vijay. They completely forgot that. And they were just absorbed in looking at the beautiful form of the Lord. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, mentions a beautiful verse. Tasya ravinda nayanasna padaravinda kinjal kamishra tulasi makarandavayo antargata svavivarena chakaratesham sankshobhamaksharajushamapichittatanvo. So when the breeze that was carrying the aroma of tulsi, which was stuck at the toes of the lotus feet of Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, when it entered the nostrils of these great sages, they experienced a change both in body and in mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. So this is their first instance of devotional service, where the fragrance that was coming from the tulsi leaves that was on the lotus feet of the Lord, their body and mind were transformed. This is very interesting. Their consciousness was completely transformed just by smelling the fragrance of the tulsi leaves. So we can also see a similar pastime with Shukdev Goswami also. When he heard about the merciful nature of Lord Krishna, when he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from his father Srila Vyasadeva, so his mind was also changed. So he got completely transformed. He was also a Brahmavadi, like the four Kumaras. Then he became a devotee of Lord Krishna. So I remember someone sharing this story about one of our Brahmacharis here. So when he was first you know, encountered, not encountered, came across the devotee. So devotee was preaching, His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu was preaching to some audience. So in between he was singing something, I think. And in between he was also preaching the philosophy, Krishna conscious philosophy. So then he was explaining this concept of we are not this body, we are soul, through the example, analogy of, you know, bird and cage. So when this devotee, when this person heard that philosophy, he stuck to his heart so much, you know, his body and mind was completely changed at the time. And he started following Radha Gopinath Prabhu. And then that is how he eventually landed up in this temple, became a brahmachari. So that is the power of hearing the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So that is what happened with the four Kumaras also. And then the Lord starts speaking to these four Kumaras. You are such great personalities and my people are surely at fault. So now Krishna, Lord Vishnu is telling that, you know, my people, he was considering Jay and Vijay to be his own, of course they are his own persons only. So he was trying to protect them or defend them in a way, right? The punishment that you gave is just and I approve of it. So whatever punishment you gave to this two gatekeepers, that is just, it is justified and completely approve of that. So but I seek your forgiveness for their mistake, and so this is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is also a quality of the leader. He takes responsibility for his followers, takes responsibility for his servants. And also Krishna being very careful about dealing with brahmanas. So Krishna, he loves the brahmanas. Namo brahmanya devaya go brahmana hitaya cha. So he did not want that, you know, someone disrespects brahmanas. So he was very careful about that also. So the Lord took the whole responsibility of the mistake that was done by his servants. So later on when, but still they were not able to understand what the Lord is speaking. They were still absorbed in gazing at the beauty of the Lord. So unko samajh bhi nahi aa raha tha ki Bhagwan kya bol rahe hai. So then later they understood, okay. So they came to external senses and they also started repenting. You know, we also committed a mistake of, you know, punishing these your servants. Please forgive us also. So they are begging forgiveness from the Lord and Lord is begging forgiveness from them. So this is the nature of devotees. You know, they don't say that, you know, you should forgive, I should forgive you and you should take forgiveness from me. That is what happens in this material world. So that is how the whole situation was pacified. So I will not go into details of the later part of the story. So that is what we can see when these Brahmavadis, who were actually attached to the Jnana Shakti, the potency of the Lord, who were detached from the material activity, who were completely situated in knowledge by performance of austerities. And now their mind and body got transformed. They became devotees of the Lord. So that is the kind of transformation which happened in them. So there is a beautiful story that is mentioned in Krishna Leela, which also has some connection with this thing. I would like to narrate that. So this is the story of Nanda Maharaj, who was taken by the servants of Varuna Dev. So one day, Nanda Maharaj, on the day of Dwadashi, so he went quite early in the morning to take bath in the Yamuna River. So then, as per the astrological calculation, it was not an auspicious moment. So, you know, then the servants of Varuna came and they kidnapped, abducted Nanda Maharaj. And they took him to the assembly of Varuna Dev. And so as soon as he saw himself in the presence of Varuna Dev, and he became fearful and he immediately started taking shelter of Lord Krishna. You know, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Uttara also takes shelter. Whenever a devotee is in difficulty, immediately he tries to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is mentioned that the Lord, who was just nearby, he immediately came there. So actually Krishna was not nearby. But Krishna, being the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is always near to his devotees. So hamare bagal mein baithe hai Bhagwan. So the problem is we don't have that faith. So immediately Krishna came to rescue Nanda Maharaj. And that is the nature of Krishna, Bhakta Vatsalya. Immediately he came to save his father Nanda Maharaj. And when the Krishna came in front of Varun Dev, so Varun Dev became so happy
you know, this is my fortune that, you know, Swayam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has come here to bless me. And he started offering respects to Krishna. He started offering a lot of prayers to Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj is all seeing what is happening here with my child. And he also becomes very amazed by seeing the opulences of Varunadev. And he also becomes wonderstruck with the opulences, Aishwaryam. So they are not used to seeing this Aishwarya. You know, they belong to Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan. So when he saw, he was also wonderstruck. And then Varunadev also says that, I think this was your plan. And that's why this whole pastime took place. Your plan of giving me the blessings, giving me your darshan. So I'm grateful to you, my dear Lord, for coming here and giving me your blessings. And then Nanda Maharaj and Krishna, they come out from that place. And Nanda Maharaj, he meets other cowherd men there. Then he relates the whole story as what has happened. And then he says, you know, how Krishna was being offered a lot of respects and prayers by this Varunadev. And maybe he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the thought came in the mind of all the cowherd men who were hearing this. So maybe he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because already Garga Muni has, you know, told about Krishna that he is a Narayana Samo Gunay. He has all the qualities of Narayan. So maybe he is Narayan himself. And by thinking like this, one of the cowherd men, he started saying that maybe I should attain salvation. Another cowherd man, he was started thinking maybe I should attain Vaikuntha Loka. So they were bewildered. They were thinking in this way. You know, they forgot their, you know, Madhurya Rasa which they had with Krishna. And they started speaking in this way. Maybe I should attain salvation. Maybe I should attain the Vaikuntha Loka. And Krishna knew the heart of his devotees. Then he orchestrated a beautiful pastime after that. So what Krishna did, he took, trying to fulfill the desire of his devotees, he took all of the cowherd men and to Brahma Radha, that lake. So there is a place in Yamuna which is called as Brahma Radha. So Brahma Radha is nothing but it is the liquid form of the Brahma Jyoti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then, so Krishna, all the cowherd men, Krishna, you know, put them in that water and they became Brahman realized. All the cowherd men, they got all the, you know, realizations of the Brahman and they lost their individuality, they become peaceful, they were experiencing all these different kinds of symptoms and immediately Krishna took them out also. So Krishna just wanted to give them the glimpse of Brahman realization by dipping in the Yamuna waters. And then because some of them, they had this desire to attain Vaikuntha Loka, so Krishna then took them to the Akrur Ghat later on when, you know, Akrur gets the darshan of Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. So there again in that place they dipped in the water. They went inside the water and they saw Krishna sitting in the form of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu and all the demigods, all the personified Vedas, they were offering prayers to Lord Krishna. And initially they were all wonderstruck with the opulence, Aishwarya they saw of the Vaikuntha Loka there and they were amazed. But they felt little uncomfortable. They felt out of place in that particular location. And they saw that Krishna was also feeling as if, you know, he wanted to jump into the lap of cowherd boy, cowherd men. So they were getting this feeling and they also wanted to grab Krishna in their, you know, laps. So they were getting these kind of feelings there and they felt that this is not the place for us. And Krishna understood and then he took them out of that opulences of Vaikuntha Loka also. So Krishna, he, you know, Nanda Maharaj at one point of time, maybe for a moment he was thinking, you know, oh, this Varunadev's opulence is much more powerful than our Vrindavan also. So he got this thought for a moment. So Krishna wanted to show them the bliss of kind of devotion that they are receiving in Golok Vrindavan is much, much, much higher than Brahman realization and the opulences of Vaikuntha also. So Krishna wanted to give them the taste, the lower taste also, so that they can, you know, value the kind of taste that they are receiving in the Golok Vrindavan. So that is a beautiful. And some of the cowherd men, they were thinking, Mother Yashoda will not able to tolerate this place at all. For her, this place will become intolerable. she cannot even sit without feeding Krishna for 10 minutes. So that is the kind of love she had. So they also wanted to get out of that place immediately. So that was small pastime which is connected to, you know, this Brahman realization gyan with the pastime of Krishna. These four Kumaras, they represent four specific knowledge aspects of the Lord. Sankhya, Yoga, Vairagya and Tapa also. So Sankhya is the empirical philosophy of the analytical study of matter and spirit. And Yoga is the mysticism for liberation from the material bondage. Vairagya, complete detachment from the material enjoyment in life. Tapa, various kinds of voluntary tapasya, austerities for spiritual emancipation. So these four Kumaras represent these four aspects of the Lord also. And later we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, how these four Kumaras, they went to the Lord Sankarsana and they received knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Sankarsana also. They actually heard Srimad Bhagavatam there. They received this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam from Lord Sankarsana. So from Brahmavadis, they became completely attached to the personal form of the Lord. So much so that, you know, along with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they became the founders of Vaishnava Sampradaya, one of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, which is popularly known as Kumar Sampradaya, which actually emphasizes the worship of Radha and Krishna in a Swakya mood, not in a Paragya mood. They worship the Supreme Lord Radha and Krishna in a married, they are married. In that mood, they actually worship Radha and Krishna, Swakya mood. And we can also see four Kumaras receiving the knowledge from Hamsa Avatar, the Swan incarnation, which is mentioned in the 11th canto. The actual yoga system, as taught by my devotees, that is headed by Shaunak Kumar, is simply this. Krishna is telling this to Uddhava. Having withdrawn the mind from all the objects, one should directly and appropriately absorb it to me. So what is this knowledge that was given to these four Kumaras? Get detached from the material aspects of life. Get attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a twofold process. Detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna. So four things were taught by the Hamsa Avatar, the Swan incarnation to four Kumaras. Absolute truth, consciousness, wisdom and spirituality. So that was the essence of what they received this knowledge from Hamsa Avataras. And so as I was mentioning about this Kumar Sampradaya, so in Kali Yuga, the Nimbark Acharya, he is the main Acharya for this Sampradaya. I will speak something about it, just maybe two more minutes. So Nimbark Acharya, he was a prolific scholar, he was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he appeared in 11th century and he propagated this devotion unto the Supreme Lord. So one time he defeated a Jain Pandit who came to have an argument with him. And so he said, I will stay here only till sunset and after that I will go away from him. So by the time the whole debate went completed, and at the end Nimbark Acharya, he became victorious. And it was sunset. And this Jain Pandit, he said, now, thank you so much. I got a lot of good knowledge from you, but I will leave now. So then Nimbark Acharya was thinking, my guest has come and he has not honored anything. So let me feed him something. So he was keen as a proper host. He wanted to feed him. But it was already sunset. So by the dint of his devotion, by his power of bhakti, he actually made the sun appear. He was sitting under a nimba tree, and then in between the nimba tree, he made the sun also appear. And it was not sunset in that sense. So then he urged he requested his guest, that Jain Pandit, to actually honor the prasadam, and he became very happy. So from that point of time, Nimbark Acharya was known by this name, Nimbarka. Arka means sun god. So because he was sitting under the Nimba tree and he made appear this sun, so he got this name. Another name is Nimbaditya. Nimbaditya is also one more name for Nimbarkacharya. So one day, along with the Brahmanas, he was actually worshipping Lord Shiva. He was offering bale leaves. So he was worshipping Lord Shiva with such devotion, Lord Shiva became very pleased and he appeared to Nimbarkacharya. And he told him, you know, you should go to a place in Vrindavan. There is a forest there. And you go there and you worship, you pray, you meditate on the four Kumaras. And they will actually give you proper knowledge. So following the instructions of Lord Shiva, he goes to that place and then he starts offering prayers to the four Kumaras. And the four Kumaras, being pleased by their prayers, they appear in front of Nimbarkacharya and they blesses him with the knowledge, what Krishna is speaking about in this verse, what we are discussing. So that is how he was initiated into this sampradaya by four Kumaras. And that is why this is called as Kumara Sampradaya. And then the religious principles which were taught by four Kumaras to Nimbarkacharya, that came to be known as Kumara Samhita by the followers of Nimbarkacharya. And he also gave him Radha Krishna mantra, initiated Nimbarkacharya in that mantra also. And in Chaitanya Leela also it is mentioned in Gaura Ganodyesha Deepika. The four Kumaras appeared in Chaitanya Leela also as Kashinath, Lokanath, Srinath and Ramanath. Here also we can see the names were ending with Nath as the names were ending with Kumar. So they were popularly known as Nath brothers, like the Kumar brothers. So that instance is also given. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned that these four Kumaras, they are the examples of devotion in Shantaras. Four Kumaras as well as Navayogendras, they have devotion in the Shantaras. So I would like to stop here. And Hare Krishna. Sorry for going a little overboard. Took 5 more minutes. Sorry for that. Hare Krishna. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Sorry.